Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to everybody out there. The middle of the week.
You know, can I just very briefly mention, I think yesterday at the end of the stream, we were talking about it being hump day, and I brought up the Geico commercial where there was a camel walking through the office going, do you know what day it is? Just ask me what day it is.
Yes.
And no one would. And then finally, what day is it? It's hump day.
Yep.
I never saw that commercial before in my life.
I don't know how you didn't see it. It was on all the time. I think it started out as one of the Super Bowl commercials, but then Geico continued to run it for a while. They're doing a thing now. I think it's an anniversary for Geico. I don't know what number it is. So they're running their all-time most popular favorite commercials, and that's one of them.
And then does the viewer vote on their favorite?
Yeah, I think you can go to a website. I'm guessing Geico.com. I'm just guessing. And you vote for it, and then they tabulate the votes, and those are the ones they run. They're doing the one with Robert Stack, you know, where he's wearing a trench coat.
I remember that one.
People can save more money on their car. That's one of their favorites of all time. There's a caveman one. One of the many caveman commercials they ran.
Yeah, but the one caveman one they ran where the guy's on the walking sidewalk at the airport, I don't remember seeing that one either. I remember the cavemen.
Yeah, that went for years. The cavemen were for years. They even did, I don't know if you remember this, there was a TV sitcom based on that commercial that did not last long at all.
Yeah, you can vote for your favorite Geico commercial. It's a best of commercial contest. Can I tell you what a great idea this is?
Mm-hmm.
Not spending any more money on marketing, just running things you already have in the can.
Right.
And brilliant. Then people are talking about it. That's a great idea.
Yes. They're very savvy. Like, usually in the world of advertising, they would tell you when you've got an ad campaign going, don't muddy it with another ad campaign. Like, whatever you're running with, run with. But Geico's always had two or three or four campaigns running simultaneously.
They like
to throw out a lot of ideas at a time. And it's probably done very well for them, I would imagine.
It's a sweepstakes? I don't understand now. The best of Geico sweepstakes, I don't think that's it.
No, I think it is it, but I don't know why they call it a sweepstakes either.
Because you, I guess when you vote for your favorite commercial, you give all your information and you can win a trip for two to L.A.
Oh.
To be in a Geico commercial?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
No, I think it is. I think that's one of the prizes.
Oh, well, why am I not entering? That is how I'm going to get discovered.
You and a caveman.
And Judy Pilak. Judy should be all over this.
She
wants to be an actress.
Right.
What better way to start than dating a caveman?
Right. So true. That's so true. Wendy, as promised, I don't know how you got this list. This is highly classified, but you were somehow able to get this off the internet.
You got it.
Did I get it? Maybe I could have. These are movies that are coming up in 2019 that we should start getting excited for right this minute.
Well, this is right up your alley. I don't see that many movies. I still haven't seen Bohemian Rhapsody.
I haven't either. I'm anxious to.
Yeah, it was at our third run theater, and I should have gone, and now I don't think it's there anymore.
It went that quickly from first run to third run? What, did it play in some second runs, I hope?
I don't know if
you
it's third run.
You can't go first to third.
I don't know what the difference is, but this is What's Hot and What's Cold.
Yeah.
Sponsored by American Weathermakers, Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men.
All right, so I'll give you, these are in order of when in the year they're coming out.
And this is What's Hot for 2019 in the world of movies.
Correct. The first one is, I'm sure you've already seen some ads for this. It's a sequel, kind of, to two different movies. It's a sequel to Unbreakable and a sequel to Split.
I saw the promo or preview or trailer for this, but I'm puzzled because I saw Unbreakable. What is the other one?
Split. That's the one where... No, I haven't seen that one. I saw Unbreakable. I enjoyed it very much. But Split is the movie with James McAvoy. Do you know who he is? You don't know him? I'm trying to think
I'll
of what would
don't
be
worry.
The most...
Is he in a Geico commercial?
He's been in a couple of Geico commercials. He won an Academy Award for one of his Geico commercials. He's been in a bunch of, like, when you see him, you'll go, oh, yeah, that guy.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
That guy.
Scottish actor.
Yeah.
He was he made his
Wait,
acting
Scottish
debut.
Or Irish? I think he's Irish. Does it say Scottish?
Scottish.
Because he spells his name MC, which is usually Irish. MAC is usually Scottish.
I agree with you, but he was born in Glasgow.
Oh, then he's Scottish.
And he has been in a lot of stuff.
Oh, a bunch of stuff. In the last few X-Men movies, he's Professor X, young Professor X.
Yeah, I've definitely seen him.
All right, so he's in the movie. He was in Split. That was about a guy who had a split personality.
Why didn't I see this? I got to see this.
One of my daughters saw it, and it was one of her favorite movies of the year a few years ago. So
I'm so late to the party.
So there's a sequel coming out. Now, it's very rare you get a sequel that encompasses two different movies. They're combining the characters from two movies, and now the sequel, Glass, it's called, is your favorites from both Split and Unbreakable together.
Has this ever been done before?
I'm trying to think of that. I can't think of anything. Nothing's coming to mind where that's been the sequel. You could kind of say Alien versus Predator.
Yeah, yes.
Right?
Yes, two entities coming together on that, two separate entities.
Yeah, so let's go with Alien versus Predator. I think that's fair. And they're also in this movie, Glass. Aliens in it, Predator's in it, those minions are in it.
I don't like those
Raggedy Andy's in it.
I don't like the minions, and
don't care for them.
If I may just interject a story, because you said Raggedy Andy.
Yes.
My great-niece, Addie, is in love with these books, Pinkalicious. Are you familiar with these?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know either, because I don't have kids now, but anyone who has kids, I guess you will know what Pinkalicious is. It's a little girl with pink hair, but like the adventures of Pinkalicious.
Yeah.
So they're little kids' books.
Is she today's Pippi Longstocking?
I think so.
Oh.
And my cousin, Susie, bought my great-niece Addie Pinkalicious doll for Christmas.
Perfect gift.
And Addie was just crazed by this thing. She's like, oh, my God, it's Pinkalicious.
Wow.
It was so exciting because she loved the books.
How old is she?
She's 3.
Yeah.
She was so excited, and she's been hanging with Pinkalicious.
Oh.
And my cousin says to me, boy, Pinkalicious is not very good looking as a doll. She's kind of funny looking. And I said, oh, really? Because we all grew up with Raggedy Ann.
Yeah.
She was not a very good looking doll.
No.
Raggedy Ann was not your typical doll.
Right. No, you're right.
I only had one because it was popular then. I hated her.
Think about what you just said. You hate Raggedy Ann?
No, I hated her then. Now I don't care.
Now
I'm
you're indifferent toward her. I wonder if kids now, like, I don't think my daughters would have known if I said, hey, Raggedy Ann. I don't think they
missed it.
Yeah, I think it was over already. Because those guys, I think Raggedy Ann and Raggedy Andy came around the turn of the century, right? Were they like 1910 or something initially?
1880.
Oh, were they from the 1800s?
A character created by American writer Johnny Gruel, or Gruel, that appeared in a series of books and that he wrote and illustrated for children. 1915 was the first Raggedy Ann doll. The character was created in 1915 as a doll, introduced to the public in 1918 book Raggedy Ann Stories. She was really
not attractive.
No, I mean, and I guess the...
But that's good for kids to see that their hero can be...
she was never my hero.
Attractive. Not
she
attractive.
Was never my hero.
No.
Take that back.
I take it back. I had a book called The Adventures of Raggedy Ann and Andy. Raggedy Ann and Andy.
Were they sisters or brothers or a couple?
Oh, they, brother
you
and sister.
You don't know. They
brother
were?
And sister, yeah. But the drawings in this particular book were, so I got it in the 60s, but they made it to look like the real old time, like it was turn of the century. And the picture scared me as a child.
Kind of looks like an eerie pumpkin face.
Yeah. But
evil.
A lot of stitching.
Yeah. Right? Kind of Frankenstein meets Pumpkinhead.
Yes, that's exactly. So I was given that as a gift when I was 3 or 4, and I'm just now able to go outside. I'm just now getting over it going, these things won't find me in the street.
And I remember when I got my Raggedy Ann doll. Again, I mean, we were born in 1963, and it was just kind of really popular. This is pre-Cabbage Patch dolls. But
I think we were the last wave of...
Probably.
You could give it to a kid, and the kid would be genuinely happy, for the most part. You weren't thrilled.
I was happy at first, and I will be honest with you. She wore, like, this little pinafore. I think what I'm having issues with now... if I was on the couch and talking to Dr. John Duffy, is my mom used to make me wear all these pinafore smock type things.
To make you look more like Raggedy Ann?
I'm figuring now that's what she wanted.
Wow.
It was just, I guess, again, they were very popular then.
Yeah.
The cute part about Raggedy Ann is if you'd lift her dress up, I know this sounds really bad.
By the way, I'm on break for this part. This part of the explanation is just you. I'm in the room, but
it's
going to
turn out sweet. Trust
me
on this.
Does.
If you lifted her dress up and pulled down her pantaloons.
Oh, no.
Just listen.
Go on.
You would find an area on her that said that there was a heart and it said, I love you. It was kind of like where her heart was. But the only way for you to kind of get
to it.
Was to
pull her pants down?
Maybe you didn't have to pull her pants down. I just wanted her to suffer. But it was.
I wonder how much of this will be said in R. Kelly's testimony. Like, word for word, what you just said. I bet some of it's going to be said. So, the only way to see her heart was to pull her pants down. Are you sure? There was no easier way to get to her heart.
Maybe you could pull her dress down because it obviously was where her heart was supposed to be. But I think I went from the bottom up.
Wow.
But in a weird way, it was like, I just remember
them. I'm glad you don't plan surgeries. Like, if I needed dental work, they'd have to go in.
They do everything, like, through your
belly button
now.
Normally.
Everything.
Yeah.
Tooth pulled through the belly button.
I got my oil changed that way.
But I remember my mom and aunt making a big deal about, like, look it, she loves you. And I'm like, oh, it's good.
Nobody was alarmed that you were pulling her pants down. They were
you had to see it. And then I was like, what is it? And they said a tattoo. So then it's like, I've always wanted a tattoo.
All right. Like, then it's okay.
It's this prim and proper doll. Why does she have a tattoo? Tattoos must be okay.
Were they on the logo for some grocery store at some point, Raggedy Ann and Andy?
There was a store called Raggedy Ann and Andy.
Was there really?
Store, yes.
All right, so that would make sense. But I remember their pictures.
No, they had Dumbo on their ads.
I remember some store. I guess it was Raggedy Ann and Andy. So that was a grocery store chain, or was it just a solo store?
I don't.
Because there's nothing about them that makes me want to buy groceries. What is it about Raggedy Ann and Andy that goes, I got to shop at their store. That's going to be great.
Was it a grocery store or a dime store?
Where's my wallet? I have to pull my pants down to pay for groceries.
And it's made out of yarn. Everything was made out of yarn. 1960 food store window featuring Raggedy Ann canned peas.
Yeah, I remember those. But was it a whole grocery store of just their products, of that company's products?
Bill, I don't really know.
But do you remember seeing signs that had, like, their heads in blocks? Like, it would be...
like cement
torture.
Blocks?
Yeah. Because they committed a crime.
This show's getting weirder and weirder.
I know.
It started out weird, Jazz. It got weirder. You're right. I seem to remember there's a logo of the store, and then in the upper left-hand corner is Raggedy Ann, and her head is, like, in a block. You know how... All right, so... Here's another toy that I don't think kids would play with anymore. Blocks, where
it's like a dice, but
there's a different letter on each side of the cube.
What?
You know. You didn't have blocks like that?
I had blocks.
Alphabet blocks?
Oh, I had, like, wooden blocks to build things.
We had those, but then we also had alphabet blocks where every side of the cube had a different letter.
All right,
and you could spell out words. So it was those kind of blocks, and then Raggedy Ann's head was on one, and Raggedy Andy's was on the other. Because they were beheaded.
312-235-2525, if anyone's still listening. Was there...
I got to be honest, I'm listening to Bertrand at this time. I'm actually listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch.
I am trying to... was it a grocery store? Was it a dime store?
I thought it was a grocery store, but it might have been like a Ben Franklin's, maybe?
But they had, like... As I mentioned, canned peas or what have you, there was a Raggedy Ann brand.
Right. They made, like, peaches and things like that. I do remember the brand, but then I wonder if they made enough stuff to where they could fully stock a grocery store with their stuff. I don't think so. I'd be shocked. because there wasn't like Raggedy Ann milk. There wasn't all. They didn't make everything.
Mom, there's a red piece of yarn in my milk.
Oh, it's delicious Raggedy Ann milk. Drink it, or I'll put your head in a block.
Well, Pinkalicious.
Celebrity voice impersonated.
Pinkalicious is much like, you know, today's Raggedy
She's
Ann.
She's modern
now.
Day Raggedy Ann,
but a little cooler.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You got other dolls that were pretty, like My Beautiful Chrissy and Velvet, where their hair would grow. They were gorgeous. They could have been models.
I remember one of our neighbors, the girl who lived in that house, had the Chrissy where, so you would tug on the hair and then it would just be longer, right?
You would press her belly button.
It doesn't work with real girls, by the way. You know that.
Tell the guys that.
Fellas, don't even try it.
You would press Chrissy's belly button, and it's kind of like really barbaric.
It's very sick.
You'd push her belly button in, and you'd pull her ponytail, and her hair would grow.
Right, and she would scream.
No, she wouldn't.
Oh.
And then when you wanted to make it like a chin-length bob,
yeah.
She had a knob in her back that you just twisted and twisted and twisted, and the hair would go up. I loved My Beautiful Chrissy doll. And her cousin or sister was Velvet, who was a blonde girl.
Was she a dancer? She sounds like a dancer.
She did have a purple velvet dress on, hence the name Velvet.
Yeah.
And she was a blonde. She was much flashier than Chrissy.
I think she was.
And I never had the Velvet. I only had Beautiful Chrissy,
yeah.
Who had like an orange crop top,
yes.
Like a midriff top, and some bell bottoms that were like an orange and pink plaid. God, I loved that. Better than Raggedy Ann.
What was the doll where you would twist her arm back in the rotation of a circle
and her boobs
chest would get bigger? Yeah.
Growing Up Skipper.
Yeah, Growing Up Skipper.
I didn't have that.
What great anatomy lessons these were for little kids, that you could push a girl's back or twist her arm back and change her physical makeup. What a great lesson we all learned from those dolls.
All right, do you have a couple more hot movies? Because actually,
yeah.
We only talked about one, the Glass, which is a combo Unbreakable Split spinoff.
Right. These are movies that we should be looking forward to in the year 2019. Yeah, so far we have covered one, so we're going to be here till about 6:30 or 7. Yeah. I hope you're prepared for that. Here's a movie coming out called Alita: Battle Angel. It's a James Cameron movie. It says it's a manga adaptation. Are you familiar with the manga world? Do you know what that is?
Manga cum laude?
Yeah. It's easier to just say yes. Yes, that's what it is.
The brand was sold at A&P stores, by the way, the Raggedy Ann and
that's
Andy.
That's it.
That is it. So thank you, listener.
Thank you.
708.
It was A&P.
Unless they were texting Bertrand, and that answer works for both shows.
Do you remember when A&P, I think I asked you this once before and you didn't remember this, but tell me if you remember this at all now. A&P stores, for some reason in their ad campaign, and I still don't understand it, they would say A&P, and then somebody would go, "We-o," for no reason at all.
I don't remember that.
Kim, do you remember this at all?
Well, maybe they just needed to get a third letter in there.
I don't know why, but it was out of nowhere.
I mean, I remember A&P. We didn't have that many A&Ps in Kentucky.
Do you have Piggly Wigglies?
No.
Safeway?
We had Kroger.
Kroger, Kroger was
And
everywhere.
We also had Winn-Dixie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Those are all in Florida, too, Winn-Dixie's. So you'd see an ad for A&P grocery stores, and then somebody would go, A&P, and somebody would just jump in and go, "We-o, how A&P prices have changed." But why? What does "we-o" mean? Why? What was that all about?
I don't know that one.
I don't get it. All right.
I do remember green stamps, though.
Oh, yeah, S&H. Yeah. Was it S&H green stamps for you?
Yeah, didn't they give them out at A&P?
Yeah, A&P had something.
Most grocery stores had some system by which when you bought stuff, you could save up stamps, sometimes otherwise, and then you could either get glassware or a small barbecue grill
right.
or something.
Yeah.
Nice incentives. All right, we'll get to more of these after the news. So far, we've gotten to one, Wendy.
No, you said the other one, too. These are movies that are going to be really hot in 2019.
Yeah, the big movies of 2019. So those will come up after Kim's news. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
I just heard you giving Kim Gordon a lovely compliment,
yeah.
And I didn't hear what it was
Which
about.
Which was so nice.
All right, last night, Andrea Darlis hosts this thing.
Oh, her
Is
debut
it called
show.
The Reporters?
Yeah. It's called Andrea Darlis and the Reporters.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's going to be on, I believe, every Tuesday night.
Yeah.
You know, if there's games or something, it may switch. But she's bringing reporters on from different areas of journalism. Last night she had us on all the radio reporters.
It's great. You did a great job.
Thank
Anna DeVlantis was great. Ryan Breaux didn't do very well.
He was all right. David Miranda was great.
He was great. Yeah. Ryan just didn't seem to care.
He wasn't himself.
He did not seem to care. But no, everybody did so good. But I that was a fun listen. It was really entertaining.
It kind of gives you the backstory of, you know, what, how we got to where we are, and things that we've covered. And
it was good.
It's just interesting. It was fun to reminisce and talk about the things that are important to reporters and why you are a reporter. And
That's pretty cool. Can't wait to hear that. I will tune in
next
time. Check
out the podcast.
I thought it was going to run on Mondays, but maybe.
No, Monday's Raggedy Ann and Raggedy Andy.
By the way, according to a lot of texters, I hope Steve Bertrand is enjoying our text, because a lot of people are answering us today, and he's like, what?
Yeah.
We share a text line. I think that might change. WEO is Warehouse Economy Originates or Outlet. I'm getting two different things.
Oh.
It was a discount warehouse style supermarket concept developed in the 70s by the Great Atlantic Pacific Tea and Company, A&P.
It's like advertising for their other.
Maybe they merged or something?
It was kind of a precursor to a Costco or a Sam's Club. It's like a warehouse economy outlet, or warehouse economy originates. WEO, where economy originates.
Oh, all right. That makes more sense.
Yeah, A&P WEO, where
but they
economy
never really,
originates.
To the consumer, at the time me, a seven-year-old me, was just watching TV going, why do they keep saying WEO? Did nobody ever explain that? Like, if they explained it, I would have understood it, of course.
You thought it was excitement because they were going to A&P.
I swear that's exactly what I thought.
Yeah. Woo, doggy.
I mean, it's great to get groceries, but these people were showing an unbelievable amount of excitement.
Isn't it funny what a little seven-year-old Bill Leff brings into adulthood?
Can I tell you something? It's the exact same. Nothing has changed between that version of me and this version
you're
of me.
You're right.
Nothing.
Do you go into, like, Jewel and go,
Wee-o! I do. I've been banned from a couple Jewels in the North Shore. Thanks, Cam. All right, so as it turns out, 2019 has a bunch of films coming out that look like they're going to be big deals. So we're going over some of the ones you should be looking forward to. Here's where it gets a little confusing. Listen to this. On March the 8th, they're showing a movie, Captain Marvel. You may have seen some of the ads for this. It's Brie Larson playing
Captain Marvel.
They
were just talking about it on the Today Show this morning.
She is?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well,
a woman?
That's why it's confusing, because there's really two different Captain Marvels. There's a Captain Marvel in the DC universe, and there's a Captain Marvel in the Marvel universe.
Well, that doesn't seem right. There can't be two.
There shouldn't
and two.
Be. Well, DC, to counterbalance this, changed the name of their Captain Marvel to Shazam when we were kids. Remember the Shazam ISIS Hour? Remember that?
Yeah.
ISIS, by the way, also has a fairly negative meaning.
Yeah.
So
now
you rarely see ISIS in any kind of form now because of the other ISIS. But Marvel and DC have been duking this out for years over who's the real Captain Marvel. DC finally just acquiesced and said, all right, we'll call our Shazam. He's still Captain Marvel, but they call him Shazam. So in March, Marvel's version, Captain Marvel with Brie Larson, opens. And then just a few weeks later, Shazam, the DC version, opens on April 5th.
Oh, wow.
Two different characters, but with the same name. Very confusing. It doesn't say who plays. Oh, it does say Zachary Levi.
I don't know who that
is. He plays. He's on The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Oh, I love that show.
You do? All right. I have to ask you about that show, because isn't it loosely based on
Joan Rivers?
Oh, I didn't know that, but I can see that.
Okay, because I loved Joan Rivers, and she was pretty impressive, and I would think that I'd like to see like her early days of things, but I have absolutely no interest in the world to watch it.
None?
You said you've watched a little of it, and you couldn't get into it.
No, you know what? My wife and both of my daughters absolutely love the show, and it's one of those situations where you just happen to be in the room when the show is on. And it hasn't resonated with me, but I think it's because I don't know the origin, the beginnings of it.
I will tell you that it takes like two or three episodes to get into it.
Yeah.
And then once you're into it, it's great.
It's great.
Plus, I just love, there's something about their timing and the writing, and also the costumes and the things she wears, the way it's set up, is just, it's so cool.
They
all
say it's filmed beautifully, too.
It is.
It's very beautiful to watch.
Yes. The second season is beautiful, because they go to the Berkshires for part of the time.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
And the lead, Rachel Brosnahan,
she's
is from
Highland
here.
Park.
Yeah.
And she is Kate Spade's niece, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All comes full circle.
And she just won a Golden Globe.
Yeah,
her second one
for
Miss Maisel.
And Alex Borstein plays her agent.
She grew up in Deerfield.
Yeah, She's very funny.
Yeah, she's very funny.
Been on
funny.
A bunch of shows over the years.
I don't know about the yellow dress, though. It was, I too listen, much. Yellow does not yeah. really look good on most people.
Right.
I have seen David Bowie's wife, Iman, wear yellow, and it looks beautiful
well,
on her.
She's got the skin tone.
Right.
Yeah.
Because she is very fair-complected, and I have a redheaded son who we always tease and call Casper, and I guess now I see why he goes to therapy. No, I'm kidding. But we just tease him because he's very fair-complected, and Patricia Clarkson, who walked up on stage at the awards,
yeah.
is the whitest person I've ever seen and makes my redheaded son, Michael, look tan.
Yeah. She was in red,
she was,
wasn't
like,
she?
Transparent.
She looked beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah, she is a little
did.
Pale.
But she looked gorgeous.
I'll tell you, the only pale person that I could ever think of off the top of my head who looked good in yellow, and you're going to say this is so random, but do you remember Kate Hudson in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days at the very end when yeah. she was in the long yellow dress?
Yeah, that
she
worked.
Looked beautiful.
Yeah. She could pull that off.
Yeah. yeah.
Most people cannot pull off yellow. I guess it's
a hard
just,
sell. Yeah.
I don't like it.
Great color, but
I like it more of a deeper goldish tone.
Yeah, that's
not
right.
like
bright
canary yellow.
Yellow.
It's, yeah.
it's made
it's
for
tough.
A kitchen.
Yeah.
Patricia Clarkson, by the way, lives right by my daughter in New York, and Kylie sees her, she says, at least twice a week.
Oh, really?
She goes, no matter where I go,
Starbucks,
Patricia Clarkson's there. Yeah, always. Video game
places.
Is she
places. Nice lady to you?
Yeah, she always says she's very polite. There's a couple celebrities that, just because of the proximity of where she lives, she sees over and over. Rachel Dratch. She goes, 3 days have not gone by that I don't see Rachel Dratch somewhere. She's
Dratch.
Always there. Dratch.
Does she talk to him?
No. She just leaves him alone.
I couldn't help myself.
What's your opening line with Patricia Clarkson? It's a tough... Just, I guess, I enjoy your work.
Yeah,
congrats
big fan.
On the Globe.
Yeah, at this point she can talk to
I guess you could say that, yeah.
I mean, not that they're going to strike up a relationship and ever go to lunch together.
I think, though, like, when you live in New York and L.A., I mean, when my son lived in L.A., you just kind of get over it.
Right.
Like, you just don't even think about it.
Right.
Kylie should book them for our show.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Give her my dad is Bill Leff, radio's Bill Leff.
And just see her go, wee-o, as she reads it off the couch. That would happen. All right. Here's another movie to look forward to. On April 12th, The Rebirth of Hellboy.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. I always want to like those movies, and I've come away kind of feeling empty. Ron Perlman was the guy who had played him in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Now he's going to be played by David Harbour, Wendy.
Don't know who
yes,
that is.
Yes, you do, from Stranger Things. He's the sheriff.
I love him.
Yeah.
He's All right, she's Hellboy. Going now.
Now
she's
you're
not
in.
Over it.
I don't want to see him as a mean man.
No, Hellboy looks like the devil, but he's actually good.
I can't comprehend
I don't know that
it's
I ever
much.
Saw the first Hellboy.
I didn't.
Honest.
It's okay. They're okay. I don't know. I was expecting more. Another chapter for the Avengers, this one called Endgame. It's a sequel to last year's Avengers movie. You're out already?
I didn't see it.
Those aren't my kind of movies.
I have to be honest, I've grown tired of them, but still every once in a while, like I liked Black Panther a lot.
I loved that.
This last Avengers movie was actually of that quality. It was really pretty good. There was a lot going on.
Because if you're not into superheroes, which I gotta
I'm not really.
I feel like most of us are not, but that's not true because they do very
they
well.
They do really well.
But I want a movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes, like I said, with Black Panther, you got more than
that
just...
That was a movie.
Right.
And Wonder Woman kind of like
Woman
that, too.
Wonder Woman, too. And I've heard good things about Aquaman, but I still haven't seen it.
My son didn't like Aquaman.
He wasn't a fan?
No.
He's just jealous of Jason Momoa.
Mimosa. Here's another one. Again, if you were a fan of the first ones, I guess you're going to be excited of this news. May 17, John Wick, Chapter 3.
This
with Cool Breeze.
Krasinski?
No.
Who's John Wick? Oh, Keanu.
Cool Breeze, Wendy.
What is John Krasinski playing? What's his character? Jack Ryan.
Right.
Jack
That's
Ryan.
On... Amazon Prime, though.
Yeah,
all
right.
One
yeah.
of those.
Yeah.
I haven't seen those Keanu movies.
Okay, are he and Emily Blunt not the cutest couple ever?
I have to say, a couple weeks ago on James Corden's show, he did this thing. So it's Corden. Did you see this?
With
Emily Blunt
and Lin-Manuel Miranda. They were doing all the Broadway
things.
What did
they do?
They did 22
awesome.
Musicals in 12 minutes. They just
yes.
did a song. Oh, you know, over the last 40 years, like the top musicals.
It was great.
And they did a thing where they would just quickly spin around and have different costumes on, and the set was different. They blue screened the sets in and stuff like that. It was so good.
It was so
Emily Blunt's a great actress. I knew she could kind of sing and dance, but wow, was she good.
Yeah.
So
she
talented.
She was great. Very talented.
Yeah. Yep.
That's worth a Google if you haven't seen
yeah,
it.
Yeah. You can find it. You can find it on the internet. Yeah. On May 24th, Wendy, Aladdin, but not the Aladdin you've seen in the past. This is a live-action version of Aladdin. Disney's doing this thing with a lot of their movies now.
Now, that excites me, I have to say.
This looks good.
I know.
Have you seen clips for it? It looks really good.
Yeah.
Dumbo looks even better.
Oh, I love Dumbo.
With Danny DeVito and...
Danny DeVito is Dumbo?
Danny DeVito's the ringmaster.
Oh, I'm like...
And Michael Keaton is
okay,
also
so
in it. He's Dumbo.
Okay, so Danny
DeVito... He's not Dumbo.
In the film, wasn't the ringmaster a mouse?
No, Timothy, his friend, was a mouse.
Oh, okay.
The ringmaster was a live-action guy.
Okay.
Who looked like Danny DeVito, actually.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember.
And there's also a Lion King coming out that's all
yes.
live action that looks really good.
That too. Looks fantastic, too.
With an incredible array of famous people doing the voices for all the animals.
At the beginning of the Golden Globes, when Jim Carrey was kicked out into the TV section,
yes,
because he was sitting in the movie section, if you need to see his show, Kidding, it's really great.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. I wish he would have won.
Yeah.
But he did say, well, I am making a movie. I'm going to be in the new Sonic the Hedgehog movie. Is that true?
I don't know if he's kidding or not.
I hope it, because that's a real,
it's a video game.
I love that
No,
game.
I know what it is. It's one of my favorite video games to
yeah.
play, but it's a live action. Is that what you call when it's people and not animated?
I think if they were going to do a Sonic the Hedgehog movie, I'm almost positive it would be animated.
I would think so. Or Pixar.
It makes more sense.
Like,
yeah.
Something like that. I don't know.
3D animation.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't know
I
for
heard
sure.
that he's playing the scoundrel.
Oh,
no,
the bad guy?
Yeah. I can't think of his name.
It's possible. It's very possible.
How do you not know of these things?
One other quick Golden Globes thing. Like every day, I think of one more thing we didn't talk about the Golden Globes. Do you remember at the Emmys when Bill Hader won for actor for Barry? He's walking toward the stage, and this very peculiar-looking man gives him a hug, and Bill Hader didn't seem to know who he
yeah,
was.
Yeah, I
didn't
remember
see the
that.
Emmys.
All right, so this was months ago. And everybody was trying to figure out who this guy was. He looked like the guy. Remember the movie that was about the worst movie ever made? And there was there's that writer, actor, director.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Tommy Wiseau.
He looked like Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah.
He looked. I mean, I know this sounds horrible, but this is the best way to describe him. He looked like he was in a fire or something. He looked like he was
burned.
All wax, like waxy kind of.
Yeah.
But he gave Bill Hader this big hug, and then Bill Hader said later, "No, I thought I don't know who it was. He just came up and he hugged me." Well, that guy was also at the Golden Globe Awards, sitting right up front again.
Really?
So he's got to have some connection to somebody in the movies,
or he's a seat filler.
Boy, I guess. Yeah, maybe. I don't know who he is. But now at every award show, he's got the best seat. I mean, Bill Murray had the best seat. He was sitting right in the center of row one, but
yeah.
This guy wasn't far behind
Did
him.
You see Bill Murray had a Chicago Bears pocket square at the beginning of the awards show, and pretty soon that was out
gone.
Of his pocket.
Yeah, that's sad. On May 31st, Wendy, Godzilla, King of the Monsters, comes to a theater near you.
None of these sound
starring.
Good to me.
Yeah,
Silicon Valley's Thomas Middleditch.
Who?
I couldn't say that on regular radio. Mm-hmm. And your friend Millie Bobby Brown.
Oh,
from Stranger Things. She's
11.
She's 7'11".
She's the 11.
Girl.
I'm sorry, L. That's right.
She's 7'11".
When does that come back? Stranger Things season 3
know.
September. Did I see that?
No, 4th of July.
Oh, right. That is
July the 4th. Dark Phoenix comes out June 7th. That's another X-Men movie.
Can they do anything else other than superheroes?
There's a
I'm
lot
really
of
looking
superhero
forward
movies.
To the J-Lo rom-com. When's that coming
Are
out?
You?
I, yes, I
Are
love
really?
A good rom-com. Yes, I'm not kidding.
I don't have a date on it, but I know it's coming.
Sorry.
A new Men in Black, a new cast. It's called Men in Black International. That comes out June the 14th. That's got Chris Hemsworth in it.
And hello. No, that's not even
now
right.
Now married to Miley Cyrus, correct?
No, her brother.
Oh,
his brother.
Yeah.
Which one is
it?
I get them all confused.
Liam? Hemsworth.
Tito.
I think Tito. Yeah, I think. Another Spider-Man movie comes out July the 5th. Kim, this is going to be the worst movie for
you. You know what?
For
I'm just
got
to get a different hobby.
Yeah, another Spider-Man movie. But again, it's the guy who was Spider-Man in the last movie. He's playing him again because they've been switching him every movie. Also in,
I thought Tobey Maguire was a great.
I thought
Spider-Man.
He was a really good Spider-Man too, but they said he outgrew the role. That he's too old to play Spider-Man. But he's not too old because
how can he be old? Peter Parker,
Robert Downey Jr. is Iron Man, and he's right. older than him. Also in June, Toy Story 4 comes out.
Okay, now that I'm in for.
That'll
I love
be fun.
Toy Story.
I'm going to Mary Poppins this weekend. I don't care if I have a kid to take or not. I'm going.
That looks so
good. I want to see it.
The Lion King that I mentioned earlier takes place on, or you can see it anyway, on July the 19th. Interesting director for this one, Jon Favreau, who had a huge success when he did Disney's live version of The Jungle Book.
Oh, that's right.
That movie was so underrated. Did you guys see that?
No.
No, my kids didn't. They loved it.
Stunning.
And they told me I missed something.
Stunning. And the voices were great. Bill Murray was the voice of Baloo. He was great. Christopher Walken was King Louie. He was great. In September, boy, this sequel is made in record time. It Chapter 2.
All right, I'll see that.
Did you see? I didn't see the remake. I didn't see the
I did.
Last year's It. You saw it?
It was
pretty scary.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not a scary movie person.
Listen to who's
very
in.
Very picky on my movies.
Listen to this cast. The guy who was the clown, Pennywise, in the last one was Bill Skarsgård. He comes back. But you can also add Jessica Chastain, big name. James McAvoy, who we talked about earlier.
Jeez.
And Bill Hader.
He's just starting to make it big.
That's interesting.
By the way, Jim Carrey, the Sonic the Hedgehog movie that he's in, will come out in November of 2019.
Animated, though, or live action? It's got to be animated. It has to be.
He's playing Dr. Robotnik.
Domo Rerogatnik, Dr. Robotnik.
So he's the movie's villain. I thought I heard it was live action.
Does it say who's playing Hedgehog?
No, I'll look through this.
Rami Malek.
Sonic will be a computer-generated animated character.
So maybe it's one of those combo ones.
Oh, maybe.
Like where it's real live and animated at the
maybe.
Same time.
Oh, I'll watch it. I love Sonic the Hedgehog. My nephew Colin is 30-something now, maybe.
Yeah.
And he actually wanted Adidas that were red and white because it looked like the shoes that Sonic wore. Like, when he was in his 20s, he wanted this. Late 20s.
Yeah.
He has Sonic the Hedgehog gym shoes.
I get it. The movie version of The Joker comes out October 4th.
God.
This one has, guess who's playing the Joker in this one?
Jack Nicholson.
No, Jack Nicholson has played the Joker.
Know.
We know that. He played
Rami Malek. Well, everybody seems to be coming around.
No, that's a good, that would be
Bill
good.
Bill Hader.
It's not Bill Hader. Boy, Bill Hader would be great as the Joker.
Taron Killam.
He would also be good as the Joker.
I know who it is.
Do you know who it is?
Kenan Thompson.
No. Joaquin Phoenix.
He is going to be freaking.
That's going to be excellent.
Wow. He's going to be great.
Yeah.
Yep. He's a good actor.
I agree.
He is good. He's a little weird, but
seemingly
he's
a weird guy.
Yeah.
All right, so this is the first movie that we've mentioned that's not connected to some well-known franchise. But on November 27th, finally, on November 27th, a movie called Knives Out that they're saying is going to be big.
It's knives, like a knife that you cut with? Knives?
Knives, yeah, K-N-I-V-E-S.
Okay.
It says, so what is or was Rian Johnson doing between the release of Star Wars The Last Jedi and his forthcoming Star Wars trilogy? He's the director, right? Rian Johnson. Apparently making some kind of a whodunit mystery flick with a who's who of talent. Here's the cast for Knives Out. Daniel Craig, Chris Evans, Jamie Lee Curtis, Michael Shannon, one of my favorite creepy actors, and Christopher Plummer.
Oh, my God. Oh, they're getting all these
solid
people, some of the horror people together.
Yeah. So far, the plot has been kept under lock and key.
It's about the guy who made the Ginsu knife.
Rumpelpeel?
Was that his?
Is that Rumpelpeel? But it's being both written and directed by Rian Johnson. And the word whodunit means he's going back to his brainy brick roots. We're totally for that. I'm not sure what that means. That's November 27th.
All right.
On November 27th, also, you can see a movie called Queen and Slim. It says, do you like the visual style of the movie Insecure? What about Master of None's Thanksgiving episode?
I don't know anything about anything that you're talking about.
What about Beyonce's Formation video?
Yeah, is there a movie about that?
Well, it says if you like those three things,
you
will love Queen and Slim. The lead is Daniel Kaluuya. I think he was in Crazy Rich Asians. I'm almost positive that's the guy. Bless you, Kim.
I still haven't seen that yet. Bless you, Kim.
It's written by Lena Waithe, who won an Emmy for writing the Thanksgiving episode they just talked about for Master of None.
Does it say when Downton Abbey's coming out? Because that one I'm really
There's a movie
excited.
Version of it?
Yes, that I am very excited
I didn't know
about.
That.
I know it's coming out in 2019.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So all the cast we've come to know and love from the TV show.
I'm not sure, you know, the past cast members who passed away, you know,
on the show.
But yes, they're all coming.
One or two other quick ones very quickly. Star Wars Episode 9 takes place December 20th.
They're releasing them way too quickly. They're not giving Star Wars fans a chance to miss it and want it.
I think you're right. I agree with you.
Yeah.
And Little Women, another version of Little Women, comes out Christmas Day. This one has Meryl Streep, Emma Watson, Saoirse Ronan, and Timothy Chalamet.
I'm all over that.
I've never seen Little Women.
I got to be honest, Wendy, they're not that little. I've seen it.
When their corsets are on and drawn, you know.
It's really disappointing how regular size the women are in that movie. All right, we'll take a break. Kim, thank you for hanging out.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kim.
We'll close things off. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Pretty good hump day, Mr. Campbell.
I was happy with that show. Apologies to Ryan Burrow and his family.
Not from me.
The things
you're
you
the
said
one
about him, Wendy.
You
Why would you
said
take
it.
Some shots at Ryan Burrow? He's the nicest guy in the world.
This goes back to things that have happened for all the years I've worked with you. You say something mean and nasty about someone, and I get the hate emails.
I'm trying to remember, at one of our pre-show meetings for today's show, didn't you say, we got to take Ryan Burrow out? And I go, take him out for lunch? I love Ryan Burrow. And you go, no, we got to knock that guy down.
All right, tomorrow's another day. We will do another show tomorrow. Jasmine, let's book Ryan Burrow on the show.
To apologize.
Okay. So Bill can apologize.
Wendy said about Ryan.
Wendy
said
nothing.
Nothing but professional. All right, that's it for today's program, everybody. Hope you enjoyed yourselves. Wendy, did you?
I
did not either. Horrible. Awful. So, we'll do it again tomorrow, probably around the same time.
Cool.
Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.